Unit 9. Chewing gum.
Archaeologists discovered that prehistoric people chewed tree resin. The ancient Greeks chewed resin from the mastic tree. The act of chewing mastic resin was believed to be good for the teeth. The English word masticate is derived from Greek and it means to chew food. Furthermore, the ancient Mayans from South America chewed sap from the sapodilla tree. They called this sap chicle, and it was this sap that became the basis for the modern chewing gum industry. Indeed, one brand of sugar-coated gum is called chiclets. It has also been found that spruce tree resin was chewed by Native Americans as a type of thirst quencher. It is thought that settlers adopted this habit, and the custom eventually spread. It wasn't until 1848, however, that the first chewing gum was manufactured. John B. Curtis produced pure spruce gum in the state of Maine in the U.S. Gum chewing did not become popular until after 1869, when former Mexican President Santa Anna took refuge in the U.S. He persuaded inventor Thomas Adams to use chicle to produce a fruit-tasting gum. It became so popular that by 1888, people could buy chewing gum from vending machines. The next important development in the manufacture of chewing gum was the invention of bubble gum in 1906. However, it was too sticky, and it was not until 1928 that the kind of bubble gum was invented that people chew and make bubbles with today.